Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
The camera on, Wooten?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you knew how to work cameras.
Oh, yeah, well, only studio cameras. These handheld things are tougher.
Is the red light on?
Yeah.
That means we're rolling.
Oh, okay, then.
Hi, I'm Marvin Washington, and this is a documentary about the start of our band. We call ourselves Los Perros Frescos. That's Spanish for the Cool Dogs.
Wow, you're going to sing Spanish songs?
No.
Then why do you have a Spanish name?
Because it's way cooler.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I went on the internet and there's another band called the Crazy Dogs. I don't want people to get confused.
Oh, sure. Dogs are confusing.
Anyway, I wanted to get this on film. One day, when we're playing in front of huge crowds, we'll have a video documentary for the product table in the back.
Oh, I want a signed copy.
It'll be $16.99.
Ouch. I guess I'll have to cut back on my Sea Monkey budget.
These are my electric drums. I'm the drummer and songwriter for the band. A lot of people don't think drums are an important instrument, but I'm the beat. I set the groove. I'm the skeleton. Without a skeleton, your body would, you know, lie on the ground in a big mess.
Yuck.
These here are my two friends, Jim and Sticky.
Wow, you named your drumsticks?
They're more than just drumsticks. They're my paintbrushes, and the drum is my canvas. They're an extension of my hands. As much a part of me as...
Oh, your appendix?
I was gonna say my nose.
Even more impressive.
I take them everywhere. I sleep with them under my pillow. I use them as chopsticks at dinner.
Oh, hey, Marvin, can I play in the band?
What do you play?
Oh, I'm taking up the saxophone.
We'll see.
You know the reed for my saxophone? I take it everywhere, just like you. I even use it for a toothpick.
Okay, Wooten. One thing you need to know about this documentary is that it's about the music, not about toothpicks.
Oh, can't it be about both?
No.
Oh.
You know what? Just turn off the camera for a second.
Okay, which button is that again?
The red one.
Huh?
Right there.
No.
The same one you press to turn on?
Really?
You have to move your head.
When to start.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Hi, I'm Trent White, and, well, this is my backyard. Marvin wanted me to say something.
Okay, go ahead then.
I'm in the band. I play the cello. What else do I say?
Talk about the band. Aren't you excited?
I don't know, really. I've never heard of a band with just drums and a cello.
And maybe a saxophone.
Really?
Yeah, well, Marvin's gonna think about it. He wants to make sure he's not compromising the music.
Well, even so, I don't know about this. And the name he picked out, I looked it up, and I think Los Perros Frescos actually means the fresh dogs.
Oh, isn't that the slogan for Bob's Wieners?
Oh, I think you're right, yeah.
Oh, they're awesome.
Anyway, I decided to join the band because it'll give me an opportunity to practice my cello. Well, since I didn't get into the Chamber Music Society at school.
Oh, hey, Trent, show the camera your cello.
All right. Here it is. It's, big and brown.
Wow, how do you fit that under your chin?
It's not a violin.
Oh, okay. Is your cello an extension of your hands?
What?
Well, do you think of it like an appendix or your nose or something?
No.
Oh, too bad. That's what Marvin and I do. You know, you might want to think about taking your cello everywhere you go.
What?
Yeah, and then you could, like, sleep with it under your pillow.
Oof, neck cramps.
Well, yeah, the road to stardom is painful.
Ladies and gentlemen, the debut performance of Los Perros.
Oh, hang on. Wait. I'm not filming yet. Oh, yes, I am. No, I'm not.
The red light is on.
Oh, okay then. I'm filming. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the debut performance of Los Perros Frescos.
Yay! Woohoo!
This is a song I like to call The Man I Used to Be.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
One, two, three, four.
Whoa, okay, that is our original alternative sound that may soon sweep the nation. You know, I think I'll go inside. I'm going in to interview Marvin's sister, Tamika. Now, Tamika is not officially in the band, but she does help out with a lot of things. And here she is now. Tamika, hi.
Hi, Wooten.
What are you doing?
Marvin hired me to start this product table to sell stuff at the concerts.
Oh, really? And what do you have there?
So far, earplugs, earmuffs, and aspirin.
All excellent choices. You got any licorice?
No.
Not too bad.
Do you hear that awful noise in there?
Oh, that only sounds awful. It's alternatively gonna sweep the nation.
Are you serious?
As serious as I am when I say that Marvin is gonna see this tape.
He needs to hear this. I can't even believe he came up with this idea. Los Perros Frescos? What does that mean, the fresh pears? Isn't that the slogan for Fred's Fruits?
Yeah, I think it is.
Marvin's just a completely different person with his drums. He thinks he's this great, deep musician. I mean, come on, a band with just the drums and a cello?
Oh, and maybe a saxophone.
Who's playing the saxophone?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Me?
He let you in the band?
Well, you know, he said he's gonna think about it.
Oh. Well, don't get your hopes up.
Okay, can I get a couple of those aspirin, though?
Okay. I want you to film this.
Oh, I am filming. What am I filming?
I want you to get a close-up of Trent's face when I tell him the good news.
Fun.
Right when he opens his door, you get the close-up.
Got it.
Here we go.
Hi, Marvin. Oh, you're filming this.
Yeah, I got something to tell you.
Wooten, what are you filming up my nostrils?
Use the zoom, Wooten.
The what?
You don't have to get right in his face to get a close-up. Here.
Thank you.
Wow, that's great. What will they think of next? Telephones without cords?
So, what do you have to tell me?
I've got good news for you.
What?
I got us a gig.
A what?
Aubrey Shepherd's having a birthday party, and we're gonna play at it.
You mean our band?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday? We're gonna play in front of people in a week and a half?
That's right.
Aubrey actually asked you?
She practically begged me.
I think her exact words were, "Fine, Marvin, you can do it. Just get up off your knees."
In a week and a half, 20 people will be dancing to the rhythmous beats of Los Perros Frescos.
What rhythmous beats? We have no rhythm, and we're playing two completely different beats. We are not ready for this.
Yes, we are. We've got a week and a half to practice. We'll sound great.
Oh, we're going to be the laughingstock of our school.
Trent, calm down. Wooten.
Yeah?
Why don't you stop filming?
Okay.
Trent, let's try that again. And this time...
And we're rolling again. Pretty sure.
Well, let's get it right this time.
Oh, hello, Marvin.
Trent, I got some good news for you.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Trent.
What is it?
I got us a gig.
Great. I'm so excited.
Me too. Aubrey Shepherd's party will be our world debut.
Oh, I can hardly wait to play in front of... lots of people, most of whom know me, and might someday grant me a job interview.
Tell everybody what this could mean for the band.
Oh, this means that the world will finally be introduced to our music, our poetry, our... this means we're gonna be humiliated beyond repair. This means I'm gonna have to wear a paper bag over my head at school for the next 7 years, and my children will have to change their names, and my children's children, and my children's children's pets.
Aw, that's it. Forget it. Cut.
And let's go to break. We're rolling, I think.
Good.
Marvin, what are you gonna say to Trent? He didn't seem too excited about the party.
I'm not worried. He'll come around.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. The music will lead him home.
Well, let's just hope the music has a map. but you've only got a week and a half to go before the big gig. Don't you think you should be, preparing?
Oh, I am. There are lots of things that go into a concert that have nothing to do with songs.
What are you doing now?
Signing autographs. Oh. I figured I won't have time to do all that at the party. I need to have these pictures pre-signed.
Oh, they're nice pictures, too. What are you doing in this one here?
That's when I went to Tin Flat with my family.
Oh.
I don't have the money right now to make professional headshots, so... I'm just taking pictures out of our photo albums.
Oh, this one's a baby picture.
A musician in waiting.
Oh, and this one's a musician crying in Santa's lap.
Hey, give me that. Turn the camera off.
Okay. Come on.
Wait. Hold on. Stop, Trent. Stop.
Huh? What?
We need to go back to the chorus.
There's a chorus?
Yes. When I go into the fast riff, that's the beginning of the chorus.
Oh, I thought you were just banging away.
Trent, let me teach you about something called the invisible groove of the soul.
Did you make this up?
I coined the phrase, but every musician lives by it, whether they know it or not.
Marvin, we've got a little over a week to get ready for this party. We've practiced for 5 hours today. My string fingers have blisters on top of calluses, and we don't seem to be getting any better. I don't care about the invisible groove of the soul. I would be satisfied with anything remotely resembling music.
I think what's happening here is called the tension of harmony.
You made that one up too. Marvin, we need someone to help us who knows something about music.
Maybe I can help?
What?
Yeah, maybe you guys just need another instrument.
You mean a saxophone?
Well, sure.
Yeah, Marvin, let's give him a try.
Oh, I don't know. There's a delicate balance in our band.
Delicate? We're about as delicate as
Lead marshmallow?
Exactly. Let him play.
Oh, okay. You can audition.
Oh, this is great. My saxophone's right over there, but how am I going to film and play at the same time?
Just leave the camera on the tripod and come on over.
Oh, okay then. Here you go, tripod. Well, I haven't warmed up, but here goes.
Wow, that's great at Camptown Races.
Sounds great to me. Come on, let's jam. We're in the key of G.
And G stands for great.
On my count. One, two, one, two, three, four. Wooten, stop, stop.
Huh?
What are you playing?
Oh, that'd be Camptown Races.
Why?
Well, that would be because, it's the only song I know.
You can't be in the band if you only know one song.
Well, yeah, but I can play it at different volumes.
I think maybe you should stick with the camera work.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wait a minute. What's that?
That's nothing. It's just Tamika on the keyboard.
You didn't tell me she plays the keyboard?
She's not that great.
I'm getting her.
Wait, no, come back.
Oh, I gotta film this.
Trent, please, this is not a good idea.
Hey, Tamika.
Oh, hi, Trent.
That was really nice.
Oh, you heard me?
Of course we heard you. You've got the volume up all the way.
Say, you want to join our band?
You'd be the only girl. I'm sure you wouldn't want to be around a bunch of boys all the time.
I guess I can join you for a bit. Thanks, Trent.
Oh, great.
Wait. I'm sorry to pull rank, Trent, but this isn't your decision.
So, you're not going to let her play?
Nope.
Fine, Marvin. You can just humiliate yourself all alone next weekend. I quit.
What? You can't quit.
See ya.
So, he'll be back. Oh, you're back.
I forgot my cello.
Cut.
Oh, but it was just getting good. All right, Marvin?
What can I say? It's the end of an era. Cut down in our prime. How many times has it happened? A musical giant taken down by a girl. That's why I have a band policy. No girls.
You have a policy? Wow, where is it?
In my head. Number two on the list. No girls.
Wow, what's number one?
No cantuna on the tour bus.
Oh, man, that's my favorite.
Keep rolling. Maybe this is Trent. Hello? Oh, hi, Aubrey. Really? No, that's fine. We'll be there. Sure. We'll be ready. Bye. That was Aubrey Shepherd. A conflict came up at the Timothy Center. The party's been moved to the gazebo in the center of town.
Oh, cool.
Anybody walking by will hear us.
I know, cool.
But that could be 100 people.
I know. 100?
Yep.
Well, do you think maybe you should talk to Tamika?
No. This will be a great start to my solo career. I've got tons of songs I could play. I could start off with Bulgarian Rhapsody.
Doesn't that song have a long cello solo?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Marvin, your band policy is great and all, but maybe you can make, like, I don't know, an amendment or something. I mean, you know, you can keep that whole tuna thing. But number two...
You don't know Tamika Wooten. She'll girl up everything.
Yeah, but it is a girl's party, right?
You can't compromise the music.
I know. But sometimes you have to compromise for the fans, though.
I do have to look out for the fans.
Yeah, of course you do. So, you gonna talk to her?
I guess. And I'll call Trent, too.
Yes, the band is back together!
Wait, stop! Something's not right.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
Well, I think there needs to be a short yet beautiful solo in the middle.
A solo of what?
I don't know, Camptown Races.
We're not playing Camptown Races, Wooten.
I've got a song.
Really?
It's called The Rose Petal of Love.
Oh, here we go.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Here goes. Every time I...
Oh, no way. Forget it.
What?
We might as well do a ribbon dance while we're at it.
Well, I liked it. It sounds like you could have a nice cello part.
Look, if you guys want to start the Powder Puff Pamela duet,
then that's fine. But the Cool Dogs are not playing that song.
It gets jazzier in the middle.
No! Plus, we don't have words in our songs.
Why not?
It's our trademark. We get across our message through the soul.
Well, it might be easier if you used words.
Yeah, I say we use her song.
Why?
It's the only real song we have, Marvin. And we only have 2 days to get ready, please.
I know that, but if you guys would just follow me, then we'd be okay. This is a drum center band. Now, come on. We have to practice some more. Where's my drumstick?
Let's see.
From the chorus.
There's a chorus?
Yes, there's a chorus. Now, come on. One, two. How much time do we have?
Half an hour.
Cool. Los Perros Frescos, live at last. This will be good to put on the video.
So are you nervous?
A little bit, but once I get on that stage, it'll just be me and the music.
Yeah, and Trent and Tamika.
Sure, yeah. Hey, Wooten, you think you could run sound for us tonight?
Well, sure, but how can I run the camera and the sound?
Just set up behind us with the sound equipment so you can get some shots of the crowd.
Shots of the crowd, okay.
And make sure you jack up the volume on the drums.
Jack up volume, all right.
I'll let you know if you need to crank it up some.
Crank it up, got it.
Something's gonna happen tonight. I can feel it.
So, Tamika, are you excited about the concert tonight?
I'm not wearing the costume.
What costume?
He wants us all to wear dog-related things. He gave me a bone to put in my mouth.
Oh, that's cute.
Forget it. And I'm not wearing that neon flea collar either.
Okay, do you think you're ready?
Hardly. I just don't get this whole drum-centered band thing. You center the band around the guitars, or the piano, or the keyboard.
You guys have gotten better.
It's still gonna be embarrassing. You know what? You're running the sound, right?
Yeah.
How about you give me a little more volume on the keyboard?
Oh, well, I guess I could do that.
Great! And I'm not going by the name Chihuahua either.
Well, I don't blame you for that one.
Right, guys. This is it.
You said there was gonna be 100 people. There's barely 20.
They'll come once the music starts.
Yeah, everyone loves watching a good disaster.
Stay positive.
Oh, I'm positive it'll be a disaster.
Oh, hey, Marvin, what's up with the sign?
The what?
Yeah, the sign Wooten put up in front of the stage.
Oh, yeah, that was delivered today.
Oh, cool, the sign. I haven't seen it yet.
Did you see what it says?
No.
It's supposed to say, live on stage, Los Perros Frescos.
Yeah, I know. I guess they heard me wrong. I ordered it over the phone.
It says, live on stage, Lost Pairs of Fresh Cokes.
Fresh Cokes? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's too late to do anything about it. We're on.
Wooten, why don't you introduce us?
Huh? Oh, sure, okay, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, live in concert for the very first time, let's hear it for Los Perros Frescos, which incidentally has nothing to do with Cokes, ignore the sign, but it is Spanish for the Frisky Pears.
Thank you. We love you, Odyssey. One, two, three, four. Louder on the drums, Wooten.
Oh, okay.
Up on me,
Wooten. Oh, okay.
Crank it up, Wooten, the drums.
Oh, okay.
Even more, Wooten, louder on the keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Louder.
Whoa, okay. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Well, I think we blew out the generator.
I can't play electric drums without power.
I can't play the keyboard.
I can't see my music in the dark.
This is the worst documentary ever. Turn this off. Where's the button?
Okay, I think I'm rolling, Marvin. Do you want to tell everybody what happened?
Well, by the time the generator was fixed, everybody had kind of moved away from the gazebo. I guess their ears hurt or something. And so we ended up playing our last set for Aubrey and her grandfather. He seemed to like it.
Yeah, he had his hearing aid turned down.
Oh.
Well, it's not exactly what you wanted for your debut, was it?
I've heard that humiliation brings people together. If that's true, then this band should have been together forever. But instead, they kind of don't want to talk to me right now.
You know, there is one other thing that brings people back together, Marvin.
What?
An apology?
Yeah, maybe. I should write a song about this. Cut, Wooten. I'm feeling inspired. Thanks for coming, Trent. Tamika.
Yeah, sure.
What's this about?
I've asked Wooten to film this because I think it will prove to be an important moment in the history of our band.
You're breaking us up?
No. I wanted to ask you for another chance. I'm sorry for what I did.
That's it? You're sorry? You're gonna have to do better than that. I can't walk down the street anymore without people laughing and offering me fresh Cokes and pears.
I am gonna do better than that. I wrote a song.
A good one?
It has words.
You're breaking your own rule?
Just let me get through this, okay? Wooten?
Ready.
All right, here goes. Out on the stage alone, didn't used to be that way. No longer any sunshine, not even one ray. The spotlight should be thick, but instead it's thin. My sister should be in it, but I want too much to win. I'm the sorry man. Yesterday's also ran. Don't have another plan, not even one fan. Hit me with a pan, 'cause I'm the sorry man. Oh yeah, I'm the sorry man. Yeah, ooh yeah. This land is your land, not just for the sorry man. Oh yeah, I'm the sorry man. Really, really, really sorry, sorry, sorry. Oh yeah, sing it baby, fire it up. I'm the sorry man. There's 6 more verses, but you get the idea.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
The thing is, Tamika, I didn't want you to be in the band because I think I was jealous.
Of what?
You're so much better than me at everything. School, sports, and I just wanted this to be my thing. I'm good at drums. At least I think I am.
You're really good at the drums.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. This is your band. You came up with the idea, the name, the costumes. I could never be the star.
I don't have to be the star either, you know.
Yeah, there are plenty of bands that have no real star.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Me too.
So how about it? A song for old time's sake?
You bet. Let's play. Wooten, you can play too.
All right.
Oh, and Trent.
Yeah?
Wooten.
Huh?
Hold back after the chorus. We'll let Tamika do a keyboard solo.
Got it.
You bet.
Let's go. Well, let's do this.
What a reunion.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
I always knew we'd get back together.
It sounds like the Cool Dogs have a little bit more work to do, huh? Well, at least now they realize how important it is to work together as a team. You know, it took a while for Marvin to let go of his pride. It would have helped if he had remembered Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. Pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. You know, we should be willing to accept suggestions from other people, especially from friends and family that we trust. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. The Coolest Dog was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Jess Harnell, Kendra Berry, Corey Padnos, and Courtney Brown. Our sound designer was Rob Jorgensen, with music by John Doric. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.